So I did have notes this morning, but I just felt God say, forget them. He's got something else he wanted to do. So what I want you to think about is so we've done a series about God stepping in and doing miracles. So who remembers what they are? Who's been here and not been away like me? So it was deliverance, healing, protection, provision. Okay, so who would like to see those things in their life? Yes, me too. Okay, so God gives us everything that we need for this life. And in 2 Peter, wait a minute, that's reloaded. In 2 Peter 1 verse 3, it said, God has given us all we need to live a godly life. Everything we could ever need for life and godliness has always been deposited in us, already been deposited in us by his divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him who has called us by name. Called you by name. He's called you by name. He's already called you by name. He's already given you everything you need. And invited you to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his goodness. So he wants to show you his goodness. As a result of this, he has given you a magnificent promise that are beyond all price, so that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership with the divine nature by which you have escaped the corrupt desires that are of the world. You see, we already have everything that we need in God. We already have everything. So, who's called to be the light of the world? We are. So what's the problem if there's darkness? We are. We need to let our light shine. And yet, I don't know about you, I don't think it's just me, but when there's an opportunity to step out and to let God be displayed, who feels a little bit, oh, I don't know if I should right now. Who feels a bit, oh, I might, like, it might go wrong, it might not work, I might, you know, I might look silly. Who feels that? Good, not just me. But you know, when we do take that step of faith, God steps in. When we offer God, when we show our light, when we show God, when we give that opportunity for God to display who he is, we are the light of the world. We bring change around us. And even if we get it wrong, even if nothing happens that we can see in the natural, something has happened in the spiritual realm. We give it away. We show who God is. And all God says to us is open the door. And the rest is up to him. And Kenny is working on my house at the moment. And Billy is works with him. Give it up for Kenny. It's all going wrong. It's all falling apart. Everything he's touched falling apart. Don't have him come and touch your house. No, only joking. It has fallen apart, but it wasn't Kenny's fault. He's putting it back together. Anyway, Billy works with Kenny. And he's always got something wrong with him, isn't he? Is Ken here? Yeah, there he is. Billy's always got something wrong with him. Back, neck, something. And so one day I said, well, Billy, you know what? God could heal your back. Well, actually, I broke him in gently. I talked to him about my brother, who's a physio, that he could go and see him. And then I said, or I've seen God do miracles and, you know, God could heal your back. With that, Billy was like, I'm not into that. No, no, no. I literally ran away. But I'm going to get him. Before he leaves, I'm going to get him. So, you know, we have that. And so what did I get to pray for him? No. Did I open up the door for God to do something? Yes. Was I obedient? Yes. Did it matter he ran away? No. For Billy, he was probably glad that he could run. But, you know, that's all God says to us to do, is to open up the door. And, you know, God is always wanting to bring freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And, you know, even when we think we are free, God has more freedom for us. And one of the things we talked about was deliverance. And, you know, you could think, you know, have I got a demon in me? And to be delivered is a really scary thing. And you know, maybe I'll scream or something. But, you know, deliverance isn't often normally like that. In fact, God comes and just delivers us from stuff. He just sets us free. And one of the things God has shown me this week is, so I was somewhere and they were talking about compassion. And they said, turn to the person next to you and just ask God for his heart of compassion. Ask God that he gives you his heart of compassion for other people. And they said, and turn and pray that over the person next to them, next to you. And as I turned, I saw that this girl's name was Jemima. She had a name badge on. And I felt God say to me, I want to speak to you about Jemima in your life. And I thought, I don't know a Jemima. I don't know anyone called Jemima. And then I had this really vague memory, or maybe it was like a prompting from God, that we'd fostered somebody called Jemima. So my parents fostered from when I was 2 years old all the way through me growing up. And it was normally young babies, and many they adopted and got lots of a big family. And so I had this vague memory, but I just couldn't think who Jemima was. So I text my mum and I said, did we foster a baby called Jemima? And she said, yes, we did. She was found on a doorstep and you named her. I think I must have named her after the girl off play school. I think she was called Jemima. And so I still couldn't really remember. So that night when I went to sleep, I was like, God, would you speak to me about Jemima? What is it you want to say? And I woke up in the night with this memory where it all just came back to me. And I remember Jemima was the most beautiful baby that I'd seen. I was 4 years old. I know I was 4 years old because we also had a little girl called Debbie who was the same age as me. And I remember starting play school together with her. And we had Jemima arrive with us. And Jemima, I think she was maybe Mauritius, but she was the most beautiful baby. And I remember I literally fell in love with her. I love the others, but I literally fell in love with her. And I asked if we could keep her. And I asked God and I asked my parents and they said no. Like, you know, obviously there's things bigger than you realise as a four-year-old. And God showed me that at that moment I had kind of shut myself down a little bit and I'd allowed self-sufficiency to come in. And I'd got slightly hard-hearted. Now, I think I'm a compassionate person, hopefully, as you think there is some kind of level of compassion in me. But there is always more that God wants to bring you. You know, otherwise you'd see Jesus right now standing here, and I know you don't see that. And so I literally had to, you know, obviously I was grieving kind of that loss, and maybe I never grieved that as a child, and grieving that loss of Jemima that, you know, I'd given her away, and repenting and saying, sorry, God, that, you know, I'd said that I would look after myself and I wouldn't love like that again. And the next morning as I woke up, I felt God say, look up the name Jemima. So I looked up the name Jemima and what it meant, and it said little dove, warm and affectionate. And I thought, wow, Holy Spirit, compassion, thank you Jesus, that's what you've got for me. When we give our love away, God comes and gives his love to us in a greater measure. And so I don't need to be concerned about my heart. I don't need to be concerned when I give my love away and it hurts, because God's got even more for me. And so isn't that incredible how God just speaks to us? And it's so easy. It's so easy. Like, and how incredible of God to, you know, when I was 4 years old, to name that baby Jemima, I think after the play school person. I can't even remember what it was in play school. Was it a doll or something? A doll. That, you know, 40 whatever years later, to say, look up that name. And God is amazing. God is incredible. God has planned your life. He knows the days, all your days of your life. He is amazing. And you know what's even more amazing is he wants to speak to you this morning. So I'm going to invite the band back up here. And I'm going to invite you to ask God to speak to you. And it's easier than you think. Why? Because Jesus has taken us out of that darkness and we are in his light. If you are a child of God, you can hear his voice. And you know what's incredible? Even if you haven't yet met with Jesus, he can still speak to you. Why? because he wants you to know him. He wants you to know that he's a God of love. He wants you to know that he sent Jesus on the cross to die for you. That he knows every day of your life and he cares about the detail. And he wants you to enter into a relationship with him. That is a relationship of love. That is a father-son relationship, father-daughter, where he has everything that you need. He has protection, he has provision, he has healing, he has deliverance. There is no area that is a no-go for him. There is no mountain too high, no wave too big that he is not there with you. So maybe you just want to open your hands out in front of you as a sign to say, yeah, God, I am open. I'm opening up my heart to you. What do you want to say to me? What do you want to say to me? And you know, God gave us our imagination. And often that's where he speaks to us, in our mind's eye, in our imagination. And if I tell you to imagine a pink elephant, it's not too hard, is it? And it's just as simple as that to hear from God. So maybe some of you need to just engage your imagination and trust that God's got it, that he's going to speak to you through it. So Holy Spirit, we invite you to come. Would you come and speak to us now? For some of you, you're going to find yourself on that seashore. The sun shining, gentle waves, and yet you find that you're afraid of the storm. But God has you. As that storm comes in, he lifts you up. He puts you on a, not just a little boat, but a big ship that passes through the storm. He's with you. He holds you. He takes you to the other side. So Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to us? Want you, as you're engaging your imagination, to say, Jesus, where are you? Show me where you are. Maybe for some of you is right in front of you. Maybe for some of you is standing at distance with his arms open. He says, come close. Ask him, what do you want to say to me? What do you want me to know? And so the band are just going to continue to play for a few moments, just to allow you to engage in that conversation with Jesus. Thank you.
Shore into the wave.